Welcome to the Federation of Optical Talent. Today I'd like to talk about something that affects nearly every professional I meet. The feeling that there simply aren't enough hours in the day. Perhaps you felt it yourself. Too much to do, too many responsibilities, too many demands on your attention, and not enough time to fit everything in. Most people believe the answer is better time management. But what if the real challenge isn't time at all? What if it's mind management? After all, we all get the same 24 hours. Yet some people seem calm, focused, productive, and in control, while others feel constantly overwhelmed. The difference is rarely the amount of time they have. It's how they manage their attention, energy, and thinking. Let's explore what that means. The first lesson is understanding when you perform at your best. Not all hours are created equal. There are times when you feel sharp, focused, and energized. And there are times when your concentration drops and everything feels harder. The mistake many people make is treating every hour as though it has the same value. It doesn't. Some people do their best thinking first thing in the morning. Others perform better later in the day. The key is understanding yourself. When are you at your best? When do you have the most energy? When do you think most clearly? Once you know the answer, protect those periods. Use them for your most important work, your biggest decisions, and your highest value activities. The second lesson is capturing ideas.
Have you ever had a brilliant idea whilst driving, walking, exercising, or lying in bed, and then forgotten it? Most of us have. Ideas are valuable, but they're often fleeting. That's why it's important to have a simple way of capturing them. A notebook. A notes app, a voice memo, anything that allows you to collect thoughts before they disappear. Many opportunities begin as a single thought. The challenge is remembering them long enough to act on them. The third lesson is learning how to deal with distractions. Modern life is full of them. Messages, emails, notifications, social media, interruptions. And perhaps the biggest distraction of all, our own thoughts. Many people spend enormous amounts of energy trying to eliminate distractions completely. But that's rarely realistic. Instead, become aware of them. Notice what pulls your attention away. Create boundaries where possible. And most importantly, return your attention to what matters. Focus is not the absence of distraction. Focus is the ability to return to what matters despite distraction. The fourth lesson is building routines. People often think successful individuals are more disciplined. In reality, many simply have better routines. They remove unnecessary decisions. They create structure. They know what happens next. The beauty of routines is that they reduce mental effort. Instead of constantly deciding what to do, you already know, and that frees your mind to focus on more important things. The fifth lesson is energy management. This may be the most important lesson of all, because time without energy is almost useless. You can have a free afternoon available, but if you're exhausted, stressed, or mentally drained, your productivity will be low. That's why managing energy matters. Sleep, exercise, movement, nutrition, rest, recovery. These aren't luxuries, they're performance tools. When your energy improves, your ability to think, focus, communicate, and make decisions improves too. The sixth lesson is allowing space for creativity. Many people feel guilty when they're not actively doing something. But some of the best ideas appear when your mind is relaxed. Walking, driving, exercising, sitting quietly, looking out of a window. When your mind has room to breathe, it often connects ideas in ways that wouldn't happen under pressure. Sometimes the fastest way to solve a problem is to stop staring at it. The final lesson is remembering who is in control. Many people feel controlled by stress, controlled by circumstances, controlled by their workload, controlled by their thoughts. But whilst you may not control everything around you, you always have influence over how you respond. You can choose what receives your attention. You can choose what deserves your energy. You can choose the thoughts you reinforce and the habits you develop. The goal isn't to control every minute of every day. The goal is to manage your mind so it works for you rather than against you. So before we finish, I'd like you to think about three questions. What currently drains most of your energy? What helps you perform at your best? And what one change could you make this week that would help you feel more focused, more productive, and more in control? Because success is rarely about finding more time. It's about making better use of the mind you already have. Thank you for listening. This is the Federation of Optical Talent, helping optical professionals build healthier careers, clearer thinking, and more balanced lives.